1027 VGS is KVGS FM in HD1 Boulder City, Las Vegas. Last time on Amy and Sean.
Ed Sheeran has finally revealed the name of his second child. They named their daughter Jupiter.
Jupiter Sheeran.
Jupiter Sheeran.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Thoughts?
Better than Uranus.
That's what I thought as soon as I saw this. I said, well, they didn't pick the worst planet they could have. So we'll roll with that.
I made myself laugh.
Today's a new day with a new way to wake up.
Good morning.
Amy and Sean starts now on 1027 VGS.
Let's begin now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy's still I texted her yesterday. I'm like, how are we feeling? She's like, I feel better, but I also feel terrible still. I'm like, well then, stay home.
Yeah. Don't get everybody sick. And she doesn't need to be here working when she's not feeling good.
Listen, we get sick days for a reason. I so seldom take my sick days. And this is like an American
thing.
You know, other countries get like 6 weeks vacation.
Are you kidding?
Oh my God, yeah. We are awful in America. So, you know, like, well, no, I have to keep working, keep working. No,
I feel
rest.
Guilty.
Why? If you take
a day off, a sick day, I feel bad. I feel bad. People need me.
No, it's fine. Everyone will be okay. Sammy's in. She's in for Amy, who's out. Sammy was not only on yesterday's show in the morning, but she was also on in the afternoon.
You're getting a whole lot of me this week.
If you don't like Sammy, first of all, you're a terrible person.
Oh,
second
wow,
of all,
thanks.
You're having a real bad week. You got a lot. Should we both apologize to everyone driving on Durango today?
Yeah. I just busted down Durango going 60, 65.
No, you didn't.
No lie.
Why?
No lie. Okay. Well, there was traffic on the freeway. I already knew I was pushing it. There was traffic on the freeway. I hit Durango. I flew through every light. Like, it was bad. I just got in the studio.
What, really?
Yeah.
Now, this is a rare moment for me. I also went through a red light today. Accidental.
Were you late? No.
I was dumb. I was at a red light and I saw the light turn green, so I went, but it wasn't the go straight green. It was the left turn.
Oh, that happens to me all the time, too.
It's literally the first time that's happened to me maybe in 10 years.
Really?
And I was like, oh, God. Oh, stupid, Sean. Stupid. Oh,
well,
gosh.
Thank goodness.
And I drove like 20 miles an hour for about two blocks just to make sure the fuzz wasn't on me. But you just admitted to, I think, almost a felony. Like,
I was just driving praying to God that no. Because the motorcycle cops really like to hang out on Durango between getting off of Summerlin Parkway and hitting like Charleston.
So we've talked about this before. There are certain speed traps. Now, obviously, you driving that fast, shame.
However, I know.
South of Summerlin Parkway to Durango.
South of Summerlin Parkway
to Sahara on Durango is 35.
I know. That's why they park there. They get people daily there. I was like, man, I hope they're not out here at like 550.
It's tough to walk 35 in that. Forget drive. It's a 45 mile per hour road. They know it. The American people know it.
I feel
certainly not 60, though.
I feel like they keep it 35 there just to catch people. Like, I feel like that is like metro safety net right there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
When they need to meet a quota on like tickets, that's where they park. There will be three of them. Like,
how much
at the
do you
end
think
of
your ticket
month.
Would have been if you got pulled over today?
Oh my gosh! Well, I have one sitting on my record already.
We gotta talk about our tickets.
But it's all good. It got reduced to like a parking violation. But
see,
I was going like 15 over for that one.
Okay, I think your ticket would be somewhere around the neighborhood of
$4 billion.
$1 billion. Yeah. You think? Like
you might have lost
$500
today.
Ooh.
You might have lost your license today.
Listen, I am doing the best that I can this week. Okay. Cut me some slack. I woke up. I set my alarms again, 3:30. I was like, man, yesterday was so good. I'm going to go to the gym again before I go in.
You fool. I told you need to get sleep.
Sean, I am just trying to make it and stay awake this week.
Looks like we made it.
I made it.
Now back to to Amy and Sean.
1027 VGS.
Ooh. Ooh.
What, yeah.
What song is this?
Oh, shut up. You don't know the song. Oh,
no,
you are so
I don't know
young.
It. Oh, I don't know it.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Everyone over the age of 30 hates you.
Over 30?
Yes. Bad boys, what you gonna do? All right, first of all, there's the Bad Boys movie, Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, but then there's...
I've never seen it.
Ugh. Then there's a show, Cops, that was on Fox for like 25 years.
From when to when? Give me the years.
Like 1980-something to like 5 days ago.
5 days ago. Oh, right. Okay.
See, I'm playing this for
you. I like
you
it.
And for me, too, because we both probably committed massive egregiances.
Yeah,
the roads today.
Let me clarify earlier. When I said what I said about my speed
on
the road.
Yeah, you said something about driving under
totally
Rango.
Totally joking.
Yeah, you were certainly not driving that rate of speed
in
Durango.
I was certainly not.
And I certainly didn't drive accidentally through a red light today.
You certainly did not either. It's all jokes here. All fun. All
I
games.
I actually did go through a red light.
Oh.
I felt like a moron. I did stop. I came to a complete stop. And then I saw the green light go. And I just caught the corner of my eye. And I was so into the podcast I was listening to. I was like, you know what? All right. I guess it's time for me to go. And then I start going. I'm like, oh, I guess it's not. But I'm already in the middle of the intersection. I guess I should keep going.
You should need to get out of there now.
The worst.
I do that every day, though, it feels like. Like, yeah. I always catch the green left-hand turn arrow. And I always.
Yep.
Start to roll.
Yep.
Catch myself last minute. I'm like, oh, no.
And when I did it, the car next to me ended up going, too. So I ended up pulling him into my mess.
You pulled him into it, too.
And I saw some Metro officers, they're like a block away, too. I'm glad they weren't there. I apologize to the people of Las Vegas.
Same.
Today, for a brief moment in time, I was a California driver.
Oh, Sean.
It's the worst thing. We're talking about those moments when you get pulled over and you try to get yourself out of the ticket. 702-597-1027. Now, you've been successful. I have not been really successful.
Never?
You have.
You've never been successful.
I think one time, and it's only because the guy noticed me from TV. I think that's it.
That
he said, he's like...
Card.
You should know better.
You should know better.
That was it.
Oh.
I was on Buffalo, about to take a right onto Blue Diamond, and I have the red light, and I just noticed they got the green light, but everyone starts rolling. I'm like, I can punch it, and I punched it so I can get it, because if you don't go then, you're waiting 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And of course I go, and of course the person I punched in front of was a Nevada Highway Patrol officer.
Of course.
But you know, you're known for your lead foot.
Okay, let's be clear. I'm a very safe driver. Mm-hmm. I really am. Unless, you know, I oversleep. I've got like, I've got 13 minutes to make a 20-minute drive.
Sure.
Like, we got to do what we got to do.
But there was one drive in particular you were just telling me about off air.
Yeah, I was coming back from Lake Havasu.
Oh.
I had to be at work at 10. It is like 9:35. I'm still like 30 miles out from Las Vegas.
No, okay. I mean, that's 30 miles. You know, if you go 65 miles an hour, you should be there in exactly 35 minutes.
Well, that's not counting once I make it to Las Vegas. Side streets, like hitting lights and stuff?
Okay.
Please.
Fine.
No,
sure.
Not. I would not be able to make it in time. Okay, so I'm not going to say what speed I'm going.
Say it.
I'm going like 95.
Oh my God.
95, 100 miles per hour. Okay, but.
Okay, there's that stretch, okay. Though. I know you're talking like between Arizona and like Boulder City.
There's just a bunch of nothing.
Nothing.
There's a bunch of nothing. I'm like, oh, I don't see any cops in sight. Like, we're bunching it back to Vegas. I am busting it back.
How many years ago was this?
This was, I'm going to say, beginning of. The pandemic, probably also, like 2020.
This is within the statute of limitations. Continue. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So I'm flying out of nowhere. The motorcycle cop pulls out from like behind like one of those cacti bushes, like off the side of the road. I'm like, oh, no. So he pulls me over. We start chatting. He's like, do you understand how fast you were going? I'm like, no, officer.
Oh.
How fast was I going?
That's the correct answer, though. You should never, ever admit to anything.
You never need to confess to anything.
Nothing.
Play dumb. I said, no, how fast was I going? He was like, I mean, you were going almost 40 miles per hour over the speed limit. I was like, oh, my. Officer, I am so sorry. Fortunately, I'm also wearing a T-shirt that has a plane on it that is from a small airport, like a training airport. I went on a date with a pilot once. He got me this T-shirt from his, like, training facility.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other conversation.
She puked on the flight.
I puked, among other things,
on the
flight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
Many things occurred on that flight. Anyway, I'm wearing this T-shirt. He is very into aviation, I suppose. He's like, oh, my word. Are you training to become a pilot? I said, why, yes, officer, I sure am. I am, actually. Oh, he's like, oh, my gosh, it's so great. You know, female pilots. Wow, you're such, like, a power move. I'm like, I know. Thank you so much.
I'm
like,
sorry, I got confused. I was trying to fly. I was trying to fly on the ground. I was trying to take off.
I'm just so used to be, you know, just flying through the air. I got confused. I forgot that I was actually still on planet Earth. And so
the T-shirt got you out of the ticket?
The T-shirt got me out of the ticket.
So gross.
And that big fat lie.
So gross.
I know.
So
I was not training to become a pilot by any means.
I remember there was a red light violation I got. Is that Durango and Warm Springs? And like, you know how there's that moment where the light turns yellow. The second that light turns yellow, mm-hmm. you have a decision to make.
You have a split decision to make in about 0.2 seconds.
Exactly.
What you're going to do with
stop lines here. I'm going this speed. Can I make it in time? Now, if you're going like over the speed limit, sure. But I'm like, I'm going the speed limit. I think I can make it.
You got to decide what's the safest, too. Yeah. I mean, if you put on your brakes and the guy behind you's still flying, like.
Yeah. So I, exactly, true. So I timed it out, and I failed. And, of course, the second I do it, I see a bike cop from the CVS, like, right there at the corner where the sidewalk is, pull out. And I pull over before he's even on the road. I see him. I'm like, I'm just going to pull over right now. and I said, he pulls me over. I roll down the window. I'm like, yep, I did not time that went out well. You think just like laying on the sword would get me out of the ticket? No, he gave me a ticket.
Nice.
That's when the ticket fixers should come in.
Danielle just texted in. She says, I once got out of a ticket because I was driving a smart car and the cop said he was impressed the car could go that fast.
Smart cars, man. I'll tell you. They got a little something.
I might have to look into a smart car.
It's the opposite of something, making up for something you don't have.
Stop doom scrolling. We did it for you. Here's what you need to know with Amy and Sean on 102.7 VGS.
Coming as a shock to absolutely no one, the Clark County Commission gave the thumbs up to the soon-to-come Hard Rock Hotel's massive guitar-shaped hotel building.
Yay!
It's going to take place of the Mirage Volcanoes Swamp. You know, if you like the the volcanoes are historic.
Yeah, I don't think they should go anywhere.
But they have, I mean, you know, that's what happens. You know, one day, I'm going to say it right now. They're going to get rid of the Bellagio fountains one day.
No.
That'll happen.
Nope.
Promise you.
Nope.
They'll put a big LED sign that shows what they used to look like on top of the building of the new casino they will build in it.
Ew, no.
It'll happen because they're building all the casinos right up to the sidewalk now. Whatever the case, it's going to be gorgeous. They have already built one of these guitars in Florida. They're 450 feet tall there. And it's got these beams of light that shoot into the sky that kind of look like guitar strings.
Yeah.
Here, it's going to be 660 feet tall.
Oh, my.
That's taller than the observation wheel at the link. This is big.
No way. Whoa. Okay. I knew this thing was going to be big. I didn't realize it was going to be bigger than the high roller, right?
It's huge. And you're going to be able to look north on the strip from, like, you know, say, MGM Grand. And you're going to see this thing looming over the strip. It's going to be stunning. And it's also going to ruin the view of Resorts World.
Yeah.
Resorts World,
no
big
doubt.
Screen. No one will see it anymore.
Poor Resorts World.
But that said, yeah, it's shocking no one that they approved that. We actually would prefer you didn't have the guitar. No one, Clark County wasn't going to say that. Like, we shouldn't even have the meeting. You know that was going to happen. DraftKings, they have their new West Coast headquarters. They just opened it yesterday at the Uncommons at Durango in 215. I drive past it every day. Over 1,000 people going to be employed there. Ironically, though, you cannot use DraftKings in Nevada.
So why are their headquarters here then?
Because we're like the betting capital of the world. So they have, there's like two DraftKings. There's the sports betting DraftKings. They're not licensed in Nevada yet.
Okay.
There's also the daily fantasy sports DraftKings, which used to be legal here at one point, but is no longer. Essentially, that is like, hey, every day you can draft players. And then whoever has the most points ends up winning X amount of money. I was doing really well at that, and then they took it away from me. And it's hilarious that I can play video poker after I get groceries, but I can't play DraftKings. It's the silliest thing.
Ridiculous.
The city's obviously ready for Taylor Swift Takeover. It's happening Friday and Saturday. We have your tickets here on 1027 VGS between 7 and 10. You hear three Taylor Swift songs in a row. Caller 102 gets to go. Show, obviously, at Allegiant Stadium. The Gateway Arches next to the Strat getting all lit up in different colors that correspond to the many shades of her, the colors of her albums.
Aww.
All her different eras. Very, very cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can also get your hands on tour merch early today.
Ooh.
So even if, like, some people might not be able to go to the show, you'll be able to at least get some of the merch. That'd be great. You can get details on how you can get the merch before anyone else at 1027vgs.com. Click and scroll.
Do it.
If you see Lake Mead on fire Tuesday, pay no mind. It's on purpose. The National Park Service is going to be doing a controlled burn of an invasive vegetation. They're just trying to stop like the bad plants from going running amok.
Good. Get rid of them.
They light them on fire. And then everyone's like, why is Lake Mead on fire? It's on purpose. It's going to happen at the Lake Mead Fish Hatchery, which is right halfway between the Lakeshore Road. So on one side and the other, boom, dead center. That's where they're doing it. The wrap, the burn should be done in about a day or two.
Just burning. Getting rid of it all. Wouldn't life be nice if you could just do that to everything?
Yeah, it's called being an arsonist.
Yeah.
You could be an arsonist. It's just when you get caught, it's that's the problem.
I'm a criminal.
As we've noted from earlier today.
I need to shut my mouth. Okay, go ahead. Please.
Here's something you don't hear often. A tornado touched down just outside of LA yesterday.
What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh. Like the scene is like, this should not be happening here, but the community of Montebello, which is just southeast of LA, like right there.
Yeah.
Phenomenon, boom, hit the skies just before noon yesterday. One person injured, several roofs ripped off of commercial buildings.
Holy cow.
Crazy.
Oh,
scene.
This was a legit tornado.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh,
it
my.
Was straight out of Oklahoma. It's nuts.
Wow.
Should not be there. Finally, VGK, they face off against the Flames in Calgary. That is tonight at 6. There you go. There are your headlines. Get more at 1027vgs.com. All right, it's time to play our new favorite game.
Five easy questions.
Honestly, like, this was invented as a total, like, mail-in, like, I just needed a game to play alone, and it turned out to be a pretty fun game.
I love this game.
It's pretty cool. On the line right now, she's studying at UNLV. It's Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Now, Haley is trying to win for her mom.
Aww.
She wants to get mom out for winners. Well, why does mom want to go see Barry Manilow?
She's got a friend flying in from Illinois, and each time they come out, they go to Barry Manilow, so it'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be amazing. Man, Haley, good daughter.
Daughter of the Year Award right there.
Haley, do you know how this game works?
I do not.
Okay. We're going to ask you five easy questions. You have 30 seconds tops to answer each question. If you answer all five, you get to go, or your mom gets to go, and if not, we get to move on to the next caller, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Five easy questions. Time for question number one.
Name one of the three states of matter.
Liquid.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
She just learned about it. She's still in school. I don't know if I get that.
I'm studying biology. So.
Yeah,
there we go. Go, Haley.
Haley, if you didn't get that, wow. All right, question two.
What's the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
Woody.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Woody is correct.
There it is.
Boom, 2 for 2.
So Haley's like, wow, these really are easy. Just wait. One of them catches you right in the jaw. Happens all the time. Question three.
Central Perk was a fictional coffee shop and gathering spot in what long-running sitcom?
That would be Friends.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final
Friends is correct, and you're laughing at how easy these are.
Okay, now if I may, Haley, how old are you?
I turned 20 in June.
She turns 20 in June. Have you heard of the show Cops?
Cops, I have.
Okay.
I think I have.
Yeah. You've heard that song. Bad boy, what you want? You've heard that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Sammy didn't know. She's like, I was 25. It's ridiculous. She would have lost this game. Question four.
Moving on, anyway. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Haley, you're 4 for 4. Oscar the Grouch was correct.
We've had some Sesame Street. Last Sesame Street question we asked had a whole bunch of people stumped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Again, Haley, it's pretty close. Who are the two guys, the best friends that live together on Sesame Street?
Bert and Ernie?
Yeah, there we go. That's
good. All right, yes. Man. Haley, you are good.
That's not the fifth question. That was just...
That was a...
That was just going back in the old archives. People didn't have it. I don't know why. All right, question five.
There are 26 letters in the alphabet. What are the middle two letters of the alphabet?
M and N?
Is that your final answer?
I think so.
We need a yes.
Yes. Why not?
Haley, you won the very Vantalone ticket. Your mom and her friend, they are going to have such a good time, girl. It's going to be so fun. Barry Manilow, March 31st, Amy's next Winos event. Plus, they get to go to the pre-party at Fresco Italian Cafe, wine and apps at the Westgate. Going to be so much fun. Congratulations, Haley.
That's huge. That's a tough one, though, right?
Huh?
That was a tough one. I knew that somebody would be like, ABCDFG.
Yeah, I was counting on my fingers. I was like, ABCD.
What's half of 2613? like that one meme where
the stuff's going
all
around.
All the math, yeah.
Yes, all the math going around his head.
She was living the meme. Good daughter, Haley. Good daughter.
Quick question. Does this get emailed to me?
We'll talk about that off
the
air, Haley.
We'll discuss the deets later.
Yeah. All right, hold on one second. Clerical stuff. We'll save that for off the air. It's such a rush, Haley. Oh. Gosh. 1027 VGS. Taylor Swift tickets between now and 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What is the ick?
The ick. Okay.
Is that what Amy has right now?
The ick. Maybe. I mean, the ick, it can actually make your stomach turn. So basically the ick, it's kind of a thing now. It's a really intense turnoff, you could say, that can be legitimate or just like totally not logical at all. Like really obscure. Like it can be something about somebody, like something really general. Like one of my icks could be that... like a person not having manners or like a guy not having manners. I'm like immediate turn off. Like if they're rude, ew.
Is this only for dating or is this just in general?
I mean, I guess you can get the ick about people in general, but
it's mostly
yeah, it's yeah. about, yeah.
Gotcha.
About dating. It's really popular right now online. Like people are posting their really obscure icks.
Okay.
And they're really out there. So then it got me thinking about what my icks are. And, of course, I've got the really general ones. But then I really started looking within. And I've got some obscure ones,
okay.
too.
So
I wanted to see what yours were.
702-597-1027. What are your dating icks? What are the, like, I guess you can call them red flags, maybe?
Just, like, red flags, but they can be very personal red flags that are, like, they make no sense, but to you it's just absolutely An absolute no. Like, yeah, it's gross.
Yep.
Nope. Don't want anything to do with them. Ugh.
100%. Okay. Ew. All right. Give me one of your icks. We'll go back and forth on icks.
Okay. We're gonna start simple. When a guy is too masculine, like, come on, show me something. Like, shed a tear. Something.
Beefcake. You don't want that, right? Yeah, okay. Too masculine. Men that are too masculine.
Just too masculine. Like, chill out. Like, watch a rom-com.
Okay.
Come on.
How about when a woman, this could go either way too, when a woman has a credit score under 650.
Absolutely. I put financially dumb on here.
Yes.
Financially
huge.
Dumb. Ew. Get away.
Wow.
Keep your distance.
Like, I want to see, like, we're getting a long time. I want to see what your debt is. I want to see what your credit history is like.
Lay it out.
I'm running TransUnion on you. Where's your Equifax? It's kind of like running the Carfax on someone.
Yeah. I absolutely not. Financially dumb. No. Total ick. Getting a little more obscure, I guess. When they're obsessed with using Snapchat, like, I get it. I can't stand
Snapchat, specifically Snapchat, not
specifically
TikTok.
Snapchat. I don't like when they're on their phone all the time anyway, but, like, specifically Snapchat, like, that's what I was using in middle school.
Yeah, and I think that's what middle schoolers are still using, right?
They are still using it. Why are you 25 and you're still using Snapchat? Like, I don't get it.
I had Snapchat, and I deleted it because I'm like, this is terrible.
It's terrible.
I should not be honest.
Get off of it. It's a child's app. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
The way that they treat staff.
Yes.
If they're in a restaurant, and they just are like eye-rolly or like very rude, no way.
Absolutely not. Manners are a must.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Better be nice to the wait staff. Okay, we're going to... And we're going to get a little more obscure now.
Here we go.
Like, when they use the 2-in-1, 5-in-1, like, shower gel. Ew. Ew.
Oh, wait. Like, it's shampoo, it's conditioner, and it's also your
body
soap.
Wash.
I don't do liquid body
Nasty.
Wash.
Nasty. No.
What do you use for soap? 3, 2, 1. Dove.
Dove.
Yeah, Dove.
Sensitive skin.
If you're using anything but Dove, what are you doing with your life?
What are you doing?
Honest to God. I have some other ones here as well. Let's go to the text. There's a whole bunch of people checking in.
Oh, boy.
Stephanie's saying, I have a specific ick for you. When a person is eating something with dirty hands and then they grab their cup with dirty hands, there's just stuff all over the cup now. Like, how dirty are the hands there, Stephanie? What are they working?
They could be eating ribs, you know? Like, ew, that's a good ick, though. Yes, Stephanie. That's nasty.
Cleanliness. Yeah.
Like, clean your hand off before you grab your cup.
Yep.
Ew.
541 area code saying when they're arrogant. Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Jessica
Rassier, she texts in saying, the big super loud truck that screams, I have a small weenie, is a major ick for me. I drive past at least like 6 or 7. I'm looking at the big flatbed like, you have not hauled anything in that. Stop it.
You go to
the Walmart with that. That's all you do.
Yeah.
People that are incapable of having fun without being drunk.
Yes.
Huge ick for me.
Ew. Like, you know, alcohol fun here and there, but when you can't
without
have a good time without that, that's a big red flag. Definite ick. One of mine, when this one is ridiculous, but it's so true. When you use a straw at a restaurant, like, why do you need to use a straw? Be a man, like, drink out of
the cup. You're anti-straw?
Save the turtle, Sean. It's just, I like drinking, like, straight out of the cup. And when a man, like, takes the straw out of the wrapper and, like, puts it in the cup and then, like, takes a sip, I can't stand it. Come on.
Keep that in mind next time I go out to eat with you. Amy and we're talking earlier about the icks, about the things, about the sex that you may be interested in. I can't even say the opposite sex anymore. It's 2023, but
right.
Whoever you might be interested in, you see them do this, you're like, nope, that's a deal breaker.
They can be totally general, or they can be totally obscure. Afton says, texted in, said, people who chew with their mouth open.
Oh, my dad. Yeah. Brutal.
Your dad would be toast.
It's like chewing cud. No. My dad, he has misophonia.
misophonia.
It's the thing where you hear, like, you have a sensitivity
to
noises. My dad would say I was crunching too loud. It's like, Dad, this is soggy cereal. Like, what do you want me to do? Suck it?
Yeah.
Brutal. 925 area code saying people who salt their food everywhere. That's a very specific one.
Well, to have to salt and pepper your food absolutely everywhere, I think it's a little obnoxious. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they don't season it, but usually the seasoning's enough. 520 area code saying cat dads. Okay. I have two cats. Does that make me a cat dad? Like, I'm not obnoxious about it. I don't take pictures with them and say, ooh, look at my cats.
I think I'm going to say 520 is referring to men that are single and super obsessed with their cats.
I have an expensive litter box for the cats.
I mean, justifiable, though. I mean, it's a good litter box,
right? I don't want to touch the poop.
So it does it for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's smart.
Justified.
We have Russ the driver on the line. Russ, you got an ick?
I have two big icks.
Ooh.
One is cigarette smoking.
100%. Hate it.
My wife will sit with me in the backyard, and she'll sip on a glass of bourbon or whiskey, and we'll split a cigar. But it's just the cigarette smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Women that chain smoke or just smoke constantly.
Ugh.
Or vape.
Yeah, ugh, can't do it. They look like a locomotive.
The second one is, and this is something that as a man I look at, the cleanliness of their car, inside and out.
Ah, the inside's a big one. Are you a violator of this, Sammy?
Maybe. I might be guilty. I live out of my car.
Because if the car is dirty, what's the house look like?
What's your house look like, Sammy? Sammy's got her head in her hands right now.
Worse than my car.
Sammy, I'm with you. Save the turtle. Stop drinking out of a straw. Be a man.
Yes. Wow. Right. Preach. Come on.
Get
with
it.
Get
it on my shirt.
2023, don't sip out
Let
of a
me
straw.
Live. It's almost 10. That's the second Taylor Swift song.
Right. Number two, maybe of three.
I still haven't done the feed, and we usually do it around this time. Are they going to get angry at me if I do it right now?
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well.
If it's in your news feed, it's in the feed with Amy and Sean. 1027 VGS.
I'll make it quick, I promise. Northwestern University telling us something we already knew. Study found that America's IQ scores are dropping nearly across the board. IQ scores on the incline for several decades until recently. And researchers don't know if we're getting dumber or if we're just getting worse at taking the tests.
Oof, I'm going to say both.
And actually, when I wrote this down, I wrote taking texts. So it just shows you how
dumb we
are.
You're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem. All right. Let's hear Blockbuster Video. I mean, I miss him and I don't. Like, you collect vinyl records.
I do.
Why?
Because I think they sound better. I love them. I like physically having them mm-hmm. in my hand.
I think we've gone way too deep into the digital realm. We were just having a talk with somebody on I think Corinne at 702-597-1027. We're texting back and forth about, like, it just stinks. Like, everything's digital. You see a movie on a thing, you start to watch it. You get back to it later, and all of a sudden it's off the platform because they lost the rights. I just want to own it. Or at least rent it.
Yeah.
Blockbuster Video is starting to toy with our heart. Their Twitter account's been real active lately. Blockbuster.com now has a message for the first time saying, we are working on rewinding your movie.
Rewinding.
I don't know, man. I listen, VHS, don't need it. But, like, give me physical media back.
A good DVD. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't like the Xbox or the PlayStation. It's all downloadable.
We want to own.
This is a surprising one. Chevy, the Camaro, getting discontinued.
Whoa.
Did not see that one coming.
No, it's been around forever.
For a long time, yeah. And it's a fun car, too. Although, like, all the Chevys inside, they start to look a little similar. And I know they're kind of going through this renaissance right now of, like, electric vehicles. So maybe...
Yeah.
They're going to retool it one day, but for now, they're saying, for now, it's discontinued for the 2024 model year. So if you want a Camaro, Maybe an electric Camaro
in
the future.
That'd be sick.
I'm all about it. The torque is ridiculous. Finally, we talked about ranch-flavored ice cream at Walmart. I want Amy to try that out. She has been out since it got released, so.
Bummer.
But we'll get her one day. But Hidden Valley Ranch, they're dropping a new flavor of ranch on us, and you are a fan of this. It's Pickle Ranch.
I'm a big pickle girl. I love all types of pickles, and I love ranch. So I would probably eat that straight up. I'll at least try it straight up.
Yeah.
I'd take a big spoonful.
Pickle juice, ranch. I don't know how that
goes. I drink pickle juice.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, that's another ick.
I think it's...
That's weird.
Hey, come on.
You drink pickle juice?
I do.
Dill? Or?
I never dump the juice out of the jar when I'm done with my pickles.
So you literally will drink the entire remaining jar
then and
of
there.
Juice.
I take it as a challenge, kind of, when I finish a jar.
Oh, my.
I'll drink the whole jar.
Oh, good. Oh.
I feel good about myself after...
I don't feel good about you at all. That's awful.
Wow, thanks.
You know what? Hey, we should stop torturing people.
Okay.
Time's here. This is the third one.
Here we go.
You know what you got to do. Call 102-702-597-1027. Taylor Swift tickets for this Saturday. 1027 BGS. Good luck. 1027 BGS. Tammy and Sean, Amy out today. Sammy in for Amy. And I just went through 101 callers.
Pretty quickly, might I add. That was impressive.
The reactions of some of these people, by the way, I mean... tragic and hysterical at the same time.
Gut-wrenching.
The human body just makes noises sometimes. All right, here we go. We're going to take caller one. Oh, two. Hello, VGS, who is this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Doing very well.
Great.
Andrew, how are you on this fine day?
Good, I just got off work.
Oh, goodness, what do you do for a living there, Andrew?
I'm a security officer.
Oh, Andrew, the security officer, you've called us before.
Hi, Andrew.
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's great.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew, you got any plans for Saturday?
No.
You do now.
Hopefully I do now.
You do.
You do.
You're going to Taylor Swift.
Woo!
Sweet.
Did you get in at all, or you're just 102?
Oh, no. I got in like four times. I was 13, 64,
Play these on Powerball. Yeah, those will be good for later. But you are in Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, night two over to Legion Stadium this Saturday. Pair of passes. Congratulations, bud.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. More where that came from. One more pair.
One more tomorrow between 7 and 10. Listen for another three Taylor Swift songs in a row. As soon as you hear that third one start, be caller 102. You're going to see Taylor too.
Trust me, we want to be able to give a whole bunch more.
Oh,
you know how tough these
more.
Are. But it all comes down to tomorrow. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back to Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
I know what this is now.
X-Files.
X-Files.
Yeah.
Learned that yesterday. Boom, cha-ching.
It's so weird. You know all the stuff about the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and then you just skipped the 90s.
I really did. I love listening to music. I do know a lot. From 50s through 80s, solid. From 2000s to now, solid. 90s.
Have you ever heard of Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah. No. Question mark? I've heard of that.
Okay.
Maybe.
You need a massive education about 90s stuff. Maybe that we should just totally throw this out and just educate you.
I'm working on it. make this an educating learning lesson for me.
You know what we're going to learn about today? How crazy we are, because we're talking about...
Conspiracy theories.
We did not plan that, by the way.
I know.
It was beautiful. It was perfect orchestration. You know, like, we always hear conspiracy theories, and your eyes roll the back of your head, like, okay, yeah, sure. But then, like, there's that one or two that you just cling on to, and you're like, wait a second, plausible. That could happen.
You do your research. Somebody's found all these facts, and you're looking at it, and you're like, "Oh no, this is kind of actually lining up." I think they're roping me in on this one.
There's certain ones. I remember when I was during the very beginning of the pandemic, and then the person working the deli counter at Albertsons was telling me about the computer chips and Bill Gates. Mm. And I'm like, okay, we got to calm down. I'm like, listen, dude, like, they can't get my phone to last more than a day on battery. You're telling me a computer chip's going to report back to someone in a liquid tiny? You would think you're just
you
seeing
really
a microscope?
Think so.
But there's certain ones I'm totally in on.
I am too. What is your top one, per se?
And I believe this to be true, and it's already being proven true. The government is controlling the weather. I believe the government is going to. Okay, they have already admitted they are doing a cloud seeding.
Yeah, over at Red Rock.
Mount Charleston,
right?
Red Rock. So, yeah. Like a lot of these storms that we're getting, they're kind of amplified or started by this silver iodine or whatever it's called that's being put into the sky. It creates these storms and it's created thousands of acre feet of water. I think that goes both ways. I think that they can add storms. They did that in China, actually. They needed, for the Winter Olympics, they needed snow. They seeded clouds. Boom. All of a sudden, there was snow on the mountain. And then I think they can stop storms.
How do they stop them?
Ready? Remember the Fukushima nuclear disaster?
Yes.
Okay. That happened in Japan.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, it seemed like we got no storms. Like, the turnaround don't drown commercials. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, we haven't seen a storm here in God knows how long. I know it to be true. They put jets in the sky. They stopped the storms from hitting the West Coast of America for, like, 10 years so none of the nuclear fallout would get to us. That, I believe, 1,000%. Can't get me off that hill. There it is. You know what? The Secret Service is going to bust in here and they're going to take me.
Okay, I can kind of get on board with this now that I know about like the cloud seeding and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I...
Plausible
for sure. I can get on board with that, I think. I'll need you to present some more research, give me the facts.
Everything I'm going to show
these
you is going to be
jets in
bad.
The sky stopping yeah. storms. I don't really know
it's
about
the
all
contrails,
that.
Contrails, man. See those patterns? It's contrails. They're up there all day stopping all the storms. This sounds like Coast to Coast AM. You ever listen like late night on an AM station and they're just talking about aliens and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, one time I was probed. Were you, Joe?
Were you for
okay.
sure?
Do you have a conspiracy theory as well?
I do. I have.
Is it government related?
No.
Oh.
No. No. I keep it fun and away from the government.
Sure. Fun. All right. What's your fun one?
So, okay. My fun one. JonBenet Ramsey. Right?
That's not fun at all.
No. Wait for it. Bless her heart. You know, rest in peace. Maybe. I have a theory. Just as of probably like 4 months ago, I started seeing these TikToks come up. Then I started doing research. If you look up a picture of Katy Perry and put it beside of a picture of JonBenet Ramsey. Freaky.
Is it really?
Yes. Sean, I am nearly... 100%. I'm like 99% on board with the theory that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Conspiracy theorists, and this is on Billboard magazine back in 2016, claim that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Look at that. Look at it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
come on.
There's a resemblance a little bit. Yeah,
but no, Sean.
I've done the research on this.
I've looked at so many pictures side by side. Face morphing stuff. Their features.
It's a tragic story.
It is a tragic story.
I can't get on board this one.
Okay. But wait. Do more research. This is research is important.
Sure.
Reading is fundamental.
Right.
Digging into it. It's important.
Okay.
We might find justice.
I believe Hollywood. Gets the heads up from the feds. It's like, hey, yeah, AI and like voice stuff is going to be a big thing. Make that movie Her. Make it because people need to be ready. Hey, Idiocracy. Yeah, going to make Idiocracy. Let people know that the smart people aren't making enough babies and we're in deep trouble. I think that the government just puts it out there and they're like, hey, Spielberg, here's $100 million. Make something really cool to warn it. Ready Player One. Was anyone ever talking about the metaverse? All of a sudden they make that movie, which is based off a book. I get it. But they make this movie and then like the next week they start talking about metaverse and the virtual goggles and stuff like that. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy.
Okay. That one I can tell really is deeply sure. rooted
what
for
other
you.
Fun ones do you have that involve death?
I mean that was really like my main one. That's been the one that I've really been on board with the past 4 months.
Do you think Avril Lavigne's actually dead and this is a stunt double? A lot of people think that.
Yes, and I think the same thing with Britney Spears.
Wow, you think this is not Britney Spears?
I do not think that that is Britney Spears.
Wow.
100%.
All right, we're starting new conspiracy theories.
That one, I am 100%. I totally do not think the Britney of today is actually Britney Spears.
This is a new one for me. I haven't heard this
kidding?
One yet.
Yeah. No.
When do you think it happened?
I don't know. I feel like maybe like early 2010s.
Or do you think it was during the paparazzi thing where the head shaved and all that stuff?
No, I don't think it was like 2007. I think that was
later.
Britney.
Okay.
I think it was later on.
Okay.
100%. And Avril Lavigne, I do not think that is her either.
All right. Fair enough.
No.
Well, it's 1027 VGS. Still on the lookout for Taylor Swift tickets here. Three in a row you get to go. In the meantime, here's JonBenet Ramsey.
The dirt, the trash.
It's all in Amy's update. Amy and Sean, 1027 VGS.
Buckle up for this. A huge group of celebrities are facing federal charges for illegally promoting cryptocurrency without disclosing that they were paid to do so. Ooh, among these celebrities, buckle up.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Ah.
Soulja Boy. Jake Paul. Akon. Neo. Austin Mahone, and more.
Ooh. Who is this?
I don't know. Who is it?
You don't know who this is?
No.
It's Lindsay Lohan.
What?
Did you know she had an album?
Well,
yesterday you told
me
about
Paris
Hilton's
album. We discussed this yesterday. You didn't know Paris Hilton had an album. Ooh. This is very, like, 2006 vibes.
It's 2004, I think. So it could have been somewhere around there. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I've never heard this in my life.
I should have played Locked Up by Akon. That's really what I should have played. But they're not going to get locked up, are they?
No. Okay, so it's a $400,000 fine to settle the charges.
Nothing, yeah.
Most of them have already gone ahead and paid it. So, like, they're free and clear.
Is it $400,000 each or total?
I believe each.
She'll be okay.
I believe each.
She's married to a really rich person now. Lindsay Lohan's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine. It blatantly said she already paid. Good for Lindsay. Apparently, Soulja Boy and Austin Mahone have not paid it yet. So I don't know what they're doing. They're playing around. They're going to find out.
Soulja Boy, I told you. Should have known better.
Should have known. Okay, moving on. Giselle Bündchen claims that she never gave Tom Brady the ultimatum of her and football. I don't know if I believe this, though.
No.
But in an interview with Vanity Fair, she says that that's the craziest thing she's ever heard. She's always cheered for him. She'll continue forever. She wants him to achieve and conquer. She wants all of his dreams to come true from the bottom of her heart.
You know, I don't think it's necessarily the, hey, stop playing football. It's the, hey, be attentive to me.
Be attentive to her, the family.
You know, that's where it is. Like, I want you to accomplish everything, but you also need to play the role of husband here.
Yeah.
I can do
the job you signed up for.
I understand it. I relate. I understand that, like, I need you to be present.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's so, like, dove in to football that, like,
right.
8 or 9 months a year, he's just, you can't even approach him.
Right. He's got his blinders on. So, fair. I mean, glad that she wishes the best for him. I believe her.
God bless.
And lastly, American Idol contestant this season, Sarah Beth, she is blasting Katy Perry for mom shaving her during her initial audition on American Idol.
What happened?
So, okay, Sarah looks younger than her age of 25. So she's about my age.
Yeah.
She's got 3 kids.
Wow. Can you imagine?
She's got three kids.
That used to be normal. And now it's like people wait longer.
Well,
longer.
I mean, you know, yeah. Certain places still it's normal.
Yeah, it's true.
Most of my friends already have 2 kids.
Wow.
Back home. So nice. It'd be like that. And that's fine. So during her audition in front of Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katie, Sarah said, "If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out." Katie responded. Oh. Katie responded, "Honey, you've been laying on the table too much." Can you believe that came out of her mouth?
Yes. You know Katy Perry, absolutely.
I am appalled that she would say that on national television to a young mother.
I think it's her watching Idol again.
I know. It sounds actually kind of good.
Sounds like a good line.
So Sarah Beth blasted her on TikTok. She said it was so embarrassing to have that on TV, and it was hurtful, and that's that. I think women supporting and uplifting each other is so cool.
Oh, stop.
Mom shaming is super lame.
You know what's super lame? Being super offended by everything, though. Honest to God, it's a joke. Don Rickles, one of the best comedians of all time, could never survive nowadays.
I know.
That's pedestrian, that joke.
You look at what was said like 10, 15, 20 years ago. Stand-up comedy routines, like I used to do one when I was little in talent shows. I could never, ever do that today.
Wow.
You know?
Really? Can we get some of this later?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe you'll get a little sneak peek of it. All right. Little touch. A little titch. Anyway, that is Amy's update. Sammy carrying it on strong. You can get more on these stories, 1027vgs.com.
And Lupe texted us saying, listen to you guys every morning and evening. I don't change a station. Aww. Don't change a thing. I love you guys. That is so sweet.
You know what's up, Lupe.
Yeah. You know why? Because we listen to you. Like Mary called earlier. She said she wanted Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're playing a request.
Boom.
How novel a concept is that?
I know. They
come back to Amy and Sean.
On 1027 VGS.
So back in the day.
The day.
Not everyone had a phone or a camera with them at all times.
They were not always readily available.
Mm-hmm. There was an uncle or an auntie or maybe your dad or your mom that had the big camera.
The camcorder.
Maybe you were lucky and it was a little tiny one. Or maybe it was the big VHS one.
Looking
like they worked for Channel 3. Look at the camera and smile. We're talking about the video that it doesn't matter who you're with. It doesn't matter. Friends. The love of your life that you've known for 20 years, the video that no one is ever allowed to see because it's so brutally embarrassing. 702-597-1027. We all have something in the archives. My dad was a little bit of the camera guy, and then I became the camera guy of my family for a certain period there. And everyone in my family, that was incredibly annoying.
But you've got to have one of those in the family.
Yes, well, mine was broadcast. I was on, I had a public access show. When we have these things that say, hey, Sean had a public access show. Public access is like the local cable channel that all the people in the community, they can actually go to the station and make their own show.
That's so cool.
So cool. There's not a lot of it here, but like on the East Coast and in California, there's a bunch of it. So I had my own show called The Show.
The Show. The Show. Man, that took a lot of brain power coming up with that name.
Thank you. and it was doing pretty, I had interviewed Britney Spears on The Show. I was nuts. I had
The Show.
How 10
old
episodes.
Are you when you have
15?
This?
15.
You interviewed Britney Spears on The Show. Sean.
And now I work here and I could never interview Britney Spears. It's the weirdest thing. Then it was just way
That's
easier.
That's amazing.
It was a simpler time before 9/11. That said, I had a show. I had done two live shows. I did a live show with a pop punk band that was in my school.
Okay.
And then I had a show with four girls that were obsessed with NSYNC. And we got tons of phone calls, and I was getting really confident. I was ready to go.
Of course you'd be getting confident.
Sure. So then I have a third show that's live. This one, you know, it's like, hey, I got the band members from my local high school that are part of the ska band called If You Say So.
If You Say So.
And of course, with a name like If You Say So, you think they're going to say something. I had like 10 questions lined up. Hour-long live show. And usually what happens is questions turn into other questions, turn into conversations.
Right. You roll off of those.
Yes. They gave me one-word answers on everything.
For an hour show?
So,
And you had 10 questions.
And like me, the consummate professional, tried to go through all the entire hour, and I did, but it is some of the most cringe. You know that feeling you get right when you're like, right when you're about to go down a roller coaster, and like all that regret you have, and to put it lightly, your butt puckers just a little.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was the feeling.
No.
It was like, if you watch this video, you cannot make it all the way through.
Where is the video?
The video is on my it's on a VHS cassette in my house. Never to be seen by anyone as long as anyone. I want to.
I must see this. I have to.
No.
You have to let me see
it. It's tragic. But I know you have some as well, and you blush sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
I do.
And the problem is, you grew up in more of a digital age where it was easier. Everything's kind of online.
I did. Yeah. I mean, like the iPhone came out, I think, when I was in middle school. Like, everybody had a phone that could record stuff. I mean, I've got two really embarrassing videos. One of them you actually can go see on YouTube.
We're not,
because YouTube was already around when I was in middle school.
No, I can't. I won't tell you what to search. But we're watching it right now. This is the evolution of dance.
Yes. Do you remember the evolution of dance? It was really, really popular video.
It's some pretty nice hip moves.
Okay, so that is me at church camp. Church camp talent show. Sean, no.
This is live.
Doing the evolution of dance.
Oh, boy, that's a cool move. Crowd's going wild for you, too.
No. People ate it up. I did it at every talent show, every opportunity. I had to bust out those moves.
There's another one right here. There's a second one of you doing the exact same dance.
At the same church camp. 2 years in a row.
Does the twist, can you still do the entire dance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is permanently etched in my mind. So, I mean, I did it at church camp 2 years, talent show, did it at my middle school talent show. I think that's on YouTube, too. It's so cringeworthy, though. I remember you told me that it had popped up on your YouTube, and
I
thought I was going to have to leave the state.
I will let you know if you go on Amy and Sean on YouTube. We will have that video on our YouTube channel.
No.
I think everyone should watch it because it's great.
Sean, not funny.
I think it's great.
Not funny. No.
RJ texted us, hey, Sammy, Sean, post the freaking video.
RJ.
Hey, we have a phone call to make.
We have a phone call to make?
Mm-hmm. Remember yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we do.
1027 VGS. 90s to now, 1027 VGS. It's Amy and Sean. Amy out today. Sammy in for Amy. Hopefully back tomorrow. Got a case of the sickies.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Hope she feels better.
Do you remember when we had the winner yesterday, Dawn?
Dawn, yes. He won the tickets for his daughter, Paisley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I need to get a little dialing music here. Because he won tickets for his daughter, but his daughter was in school, and I wanted to see if we can get that reaction on the show. So just dial here.
So he kept the secret.
Okay.
All day.
All day yesterday with a big old grin, knowing that he was going to be fine. All right, we are calling Dawn and Paisley. All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Dawn, is anyone in the car with you, Dawn? I got to talk to you about something important.
Sure. I just have the kids in the truck with me. We're on the way to school right now.
Oh. Hi, kids. How are you? Hi. Is Paisley there? Hey, hi, Paisley. How's it going?
Hi, Paisley.
Hi.
Hey, Paisley, you know who this is?
No.
Sammy and Sean from 102.7 VGS. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
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 How was school yesterday?
It was good.
Do you know what happened when you were in school?
No.
You remember how I'm supposed to be trying to make calls?
Yeah.
And maybe we can go see somebody that's in town?
Yeah.
Working on that while I was working.
Yeah.
Why are you so embarrassed right now? I'm weird. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? She definitely is 11. That's true. Paisley, guess what? You're going to see Taylor Swift on Saturday.
Woo!
Yes. It's a done deal. Dad was caller 102. He hooked you up.
He did it.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! Actually, the opposite reaction. She's never short for words.
I was expecting this. I was stone shocked.
Yeah.
Paisley. How excited are you, Paisley? I can imagine. You cannot imagine. I mean, yesterday, Dom was so pumped, wasn't he?
He was so excited. Dad of the Year Award.
Look at that. Oh, she's got tears.
Oh, I love it. Paisley, as Dad drops you off, I want you to give him a big hug, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Dawn, congratulations. Thanks, Paisley, congratulations. Have fun at school, guys.
Thank you.
See you Saturday over at Taylor Swift.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Hey, there's more where that came from, too. Coming up between now and 10 o'clock, your three Taylor Swift songs in a row. You get to go
on 102.7 VGS.
We did it. There it is.
Whoop, whoop.
Another show in the books. Amy, she's taking some medication today. She actually went to a Teladoc yesterday.
Oh.
She doesn't go to the doctor. So, like, this is big for her. It's her first time, like, seeing a doctor in any way, shape, or form since she gave birth to Romy. He just turned
four. Are you kidding? Holy cow. You know she's sick, Ben.
She hates the copays. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either. Hopefully she's back tomorrow, though.
Yeah, could very well be. Otherwise, you are still going to get no sleep.
I'll be back, and you'll get even more of me.
It's weird. I walk around the station, and then I find a random place where you're taking a nap.
My favorite is under the control board over there.
Oh, right over here.
Yeah, where you're sitting, underneath the desk.
All right.
Well, oh, it's so nice and cozy.
Move over. You can get some rest a little bit. She'll be back this afternoon. You have more tickets to get to Amy's Juana's event.
Yes, Barry Manilow tickets up for grabs around 5:40 when you hear the cue to call. Mm-hmm. You want to go to Amy's Juana's event. Fresco Italian Cafe, going to have wine and appetizers before the concert March 31st. So definitely listen, 5 o'clock hour, around 5:40.
Mm-hmm.
Win those tickets.
No doubt. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have it again at 8:35, and we'll also have the Taylor Swift tickets, the last pair we got.
The last pair.
Sorry for making you wait so long today. They put them wherever they put them, and I just hit play, so don't blame me.
Don't blame him. Except he's not the bad guy.
Except for doing the feed when we did it.
Yeah,
you can blame me for that.
You were the bad guy.
Need a name for today's show.
I have two.
Hey, what do you got?
Haboob.
I have haboobs. Yeah.
Haboobs. That was funny. And the only other one that I wrote down just because I couldn't stand it. Here's JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, here's John. So if you don't understand the reference there, you believe that JonBenet Ramsey.
I believe JonBenet Ramsey is Katy Perry. Katy Perry is
JonBenet
Ramsey.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures side by side. Do it. Google it. I'm telling you.
It's a science.
Yeah. So we went into a Katy Perry song straight out of that segment. And he said, here's JonBenet Ramsey. And it got me. Solid 10 minutes.
Got me
laughing.
Too. I had Katy Perry's JonBenet Ramsey. I have haboobs. I got five more. You could be an arsonist when you get caught is the problem. No, officer, how fast was I going? Driving a smart car? Honey, you've been laying on the table too much? Or your butt puckers just a little?
Oh, that last one's good.
I say Katy Perry's JonBenet Ramsey.
Let's do it. Okay, I like that one.
I just that whole that
and
whole
I believe
story.
It too. I really
just,
do.
The parents.
I
and
think
stuff
maybe.
Like, I don't know. Just it's so sad. Like there's certain things you just remember as a kid. Like I remember the whole JonBenet Ramsey thing happening. Like I was like, wow. And still, we're talking about it. And it's 2023. Still
2023. Talking. That happened what? Early 90s?
Like mid 90s?
Mid 90s?
I'm thinking like a 96, 97 or if I'd have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, we are gone. You're back later.
Yeah.
It's 102.7 Sammy FM.
Sammy FM. There we go.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have
see you this
day.
Afternoon.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.